I know I have learned to live when I can spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarado, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I know I've learned to live when I can spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner. What is a useless afternoon? One that we do not necessarily make a lot of productive work done. What is a useless manner? That is one where we have not necessarily made a lot of productive work. Now, can you spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner? Do you have the capacity to do that? Mm-hmm. Or do you feel guilty that you're not doing certain things that should be done? Do you feel that the things that you're doing are not important and you shouldn't be spending time at it? You should really be working at something important. How do you feel about that? You see, what that is saying is that you feel that every minute of your life you have to be in some sort of productive work, in a productive expression of some sort or other. And when you feel this way, what you are doing is you are creating yourself useless. You're creating yourself meaningless. It says here, I know I have learned to live when I can spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner. And who has learned to live to do that? Who has learned to live to do that? Do you think Rex has learned to live to do that? No, he hasn't. The only time Rex is doing something useless is when he's sleeping, he thinks. And he does a good deal of that because he's a puppy yet. But what about us? When you take a nap in the afternoon, do you feel that that's time away from important things you should be doing? When do you take the nap? Do you take it on company time, or do you take it on your meditation time or your peace time? Or when do you take it? Good question, isn't it? When do you take your meditation nap? When do you think about that and meditate? When do you do those things? You see, when you worry about that, and when you really worry about it, then it's not a useless activity for you in a useless manner. It is something that you're worried about, and something that you're concerned about. And because you're concerned about it, then when you're doing it, it is no fun anymore. Then you wake up with a snap and you say, oops, I'm glad nobody came in and walked in and caught me taking a nap in the middle of the afternoon. And if you're doing some daydreaming at your desk and somebody walks in and you don't hear them come in because you're daydreaming, and oops, you feel real guilty. Now, why do we feel guilty? Why do we feel guilty when we are doing something useless in a useless way? If the boss of every business could come to his office and sit at his desk or at a table in his office and sit quietly for 30 minutes, his business revenue, profit and loss statement, would increase by 30% the first month he started doing that. Now, why would his business increase in ability to earn when he takes time to just sit and quietly meditate before he begins each day? Well, the reason is that he is tuned in to his reality. He's tuned in to his divine self. He doesn't start his day with a lot of worry, worry, worry. He doesn't begin his day with a feeling that things are not going well and that he's got to worry about it. He just is at peace, and he says to his secretary, if he has one, he said, I'll be busy for 30 minutes, please don't disturb me. No phone calls, no nothing. I promised this client that I would not disturb him with any outside activity. And she said, oh yes, of course, Mr. Big. And so who is Mr. Big's client? Himself. And you see, if he had said to his secretary, well, I'm going to my office now and I'm going to take a nap for 30 minutes, She'd say, okay, the boss is sleeping. The boss is sleeping on the job. The boss is, you know, doing these things on the job. And isn't that interesting? Why do people feel they have to announce that sort of thing? Why do they feel they have to talk about it? Here's the boss's schedule. He comes in the office at 10. He works until 2, and he leaves the office. He goes out on the golf course, and he plays golf with his cronies, who are his other business executives. They decide to close $3 or $4 million deals while they're having golf or having a drink together. And then that evening, he doesn't have a chance to go home because he's got some more clients that he has to meet, and they're called friends, you know. And so he goes to the country club, or goes to their home, and he eats with them, and he's got to be on top of everything. He can't drink too much because he's got to keep his mind open and sharp. Now, is he doing something in a useless manner? Hardly. But it would seem like that to people. Oh, I'd like to be a boss and just go out partying, you know. Well, why are you out partying? Why are you out meeting these people? Because meeting these people is where you're setting up your business. You're setting up your operation. Now, I need to have 4 people run the business, and I'll bring the business in. But I have to have 4 people do all the work that I would, that they think I'm going to do. But rather, I'm having people do that. But this is a very interesting thing. I know I have learned to live when I can spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner. Now, do you think that boss does spend a useless morning, you might say, in a useless manner? Yes, he does. He goes in his office and he becomes still and he listens. And as far as the world is concerned, he's taking a nap. Or he's drunk. Or he's whatever, you know. But what is he really doing? He's tuning into his divine inner self, which is that which builds his world and builds his business. But really, it is, as we said here, he's spending time in a useless manner. Because to all people who look in there, they would see it as a useless manner. They would see him wasting time. Now, if you were Mr. Edison, and you take cat naps, many naps during the day, and your workers come in and they see you napping, and they say, gee, the boss is sleeping on company time, you know. And then, of course, if they'd come in the evening, they'd find you still there sleeping. They find you still there doing your thing. And if they came in at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2, they'd find you still there. Because that is where your life is. That's where your world is now. To them, it would be a useless manner. They'd say, oh, he's just always sleeping. But where did the design for the light bulb come from? Where did the design for the phonograph? Where did the design... And do you know what they, how they made the first phonograph? There were pieces of a tube. Well, much like this piece of paper here. It was a tube, and it was circular like this here. And it played on a circular machine. And it just went right along here. And the line went right around, and as it turned, it went. And they were very popular. My Uncle Irwin had one of them, and he had all these tubes. And we played these dumb old songs that he had on there, and we didn't think they were so fascinating, so we were kiting him out the window of the attic and throwing him out in the street, and the cars would drive over him. And what a waste. What a waste. Now, that was a useless afternoon, that's for sure. But what was Edison doing? When he was taking a nap, he was dreaming up ideas. He was dreaming up ways of living and ways of expressing that were fantastic. So, in the first place, I know I have learned to live when I can spend a useless afternoon in a useless manner. What other people call useless, and what other people call a useless manner. Not you. If you were Mr. Edison, and one of your employees came up to you and said, Mr. Edison, we're having trouble with this gidgebox. It's not working right. What do you think we should do? And Edison said, have you thought of all the possibilities? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, I'll take it in my thought time in the office. So he goes in his office, closes the door, takes a nap. What happens? He tunes into the divine within him. He listens to the divine within him, and then he reveals what the divine within him has to say. Now others, if they were peeking through the window and saw him taking a nap, they'd say, boy, he sure gets tired a lot. More really, he tunes in a lot to his divine self. And this is something we could learn to do. And we don't have to think that we're being foolish or that wasting time or things like that doing it. We can really tune in. And it's not a matter of how much we know. It's a matter of being in the know, in the flow of the know. And that's what we want to do. So these are some of the things we can do in our instant illumination. We can be aware of all the magic that we are, but we have to stop long enough to listen, stop long enough to hear it, stop long enough to play the circular phonograph. Mm-hmm. Then Atwater Kent radio, everyone had a big thing like this, and with a big speaker on the top, and all sorts of wires and everything, and you plug it in, and it worked. It would bring stations from all over. But he had a wire strung back and forth in the attic on the ceiling as an antenna, so he could receive all these things. Dear Uncle Irwin, what an experience he was. He was a scientist. He was one of the earlier nuclear scientists. And he oftentimes would be in meditation. And Aunt Laverne would say to him, Irwin, are you working on that project? And he said, yeah, I am. You know? And she was always kind of doubtful. But that's the way life goes. People doubt us in our useless manners and our useless activity when we are really doing fantastic things. These are great things for us to think about for our instant illumination. Think about them and enjoy them because you deserve it. You deserve it in every possible way. So, much for that. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you. I love you. I love you.